from Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right in our own backyards. I'm your host, Spencer Kelly, and in this episode, we'll be reviewing Tonic Ball, a one-night music festival held in Indianapolis back in November that raises money and awareness for a local charity, Second Helpings, a food bank and job training center in Indianapolis. But first, support for The Scene comes from Muncie Music Center, equipping local bands with instruments and sound gear for 75 years. Individual and group lessons are available for musicians from novice to professional. More at MuncieMusic.com. And from Greek's Pizzeria of Muncie, offering pizzas, sandwiches, and salads for dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. Two locations in Muncie, 813 East McGalliard, and 1600 West University in the Ball State Village. More at GreeksPizzeria.com. Tonic Ball is a music festival held in Fountain Square in Indianapolis annually to raise money for Second Helpings Food Bank. To date, they have raised over $500,000. This was the 15th year that they have held this event, and it marks the largest iteration thus far. It started back in 2002 at Radio in Fountain Square, and has grown to encompass five venues: the Fountain Square Theater, the White Rabbit, the Hi-Fi, the Pioneer, and of course, Radio. It's a really massive event. Each stage features around 15 bands, each getting about 15 minutes of performance time. The event runs like clockwork, with volunteers loading bands on and off stage in a matter of minutes. Fountain Square became a melting pot of Hoosier talent, featuring bands from many wide-ranging genres performing their take on several different legends. Each stage had an artist as its theme, so bands could play their music or covers of that artist. The five stages covered five musical giants: the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Prince, the Grateful Dead, and David Bowie. The covers ranged from faithful tributes to creative reinterpretations, from classic four-piece rock bands to a bassoon quartet with a marching band. No matter which stage you were at, the show was electric and the crowd ecstatic. This year was a special anniversary, and to honor one of the founders, the deputy mayor of Indianapolis declared November 18th Ken Honeywell Day in Indy. Ken Honeywell, adorned in an all-white suit embroidered with roses, led a supergroup of local musicians called Bomb Dylan on both the Fountain Square Theater's Beatles stage and Radio's Rolling Stones stage. We'll hear from them later. As you can imagine, with so much content, there's no way we could cover every band, or even every stage. So in this episode, we'll sample some of the more notable bands and try to represent this diverse event as best we can. The Fountain Square Theater is right at the heart of Fountain Square, on the corner of Virginia Avenue, Prospect Street, and Shelby Street. It's where all roads lead. The entrance boasts a vintage marquee that complements the vintage sounds coming from inside. When you get inside, the cold, rainy weather gives way to a warm, bustling lobby. You can feel the excitement as everyone packs into the theater. The lobby opens up to a high-ceilinged, ornately painted theater that could host opera just as easily as this rock concert. The whole night had a vintage vibe. From the subject matter to the lighting, everything exuded the 1960s psychedelic era. Projectors cast images of the Beatles behind the band, and retro lighting effects colored the whole stage by shining light through a plate of water that twisted and contorted the images. I imagine that show would have done the Beatles proud. The stage featured many diverse acts, from tried-and-true covered bands that mimicked the Beatles to a T, to groups that took a more liberal approach. The night hosted country, rock, pop, punk, jazz, blues, alternative, classical, and a marching band. Some notable acts included the Pork and Beans Brass Band that played not only on the stage, but also out in the crowd and in the street and at every other venue in Fountain Square, and a group called Rocky Bassoon, featuring members of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. Here's just the chorus of Let It Be, featuring Rocky Bassoon and the Pork and Beans Brass Band. One band that took an interesting approach to their set was Bullet Points, They opened with one of their songs and then closed with the Beatles tune. To me, they sounded like what I imagine U2 might sound like if they covered the Beatles. They featured heavily delayed guitars, a tight and driving bass and kick drum undercurrent, washed out and swirling layers of guitars, and vocals that howl over the mix. They are a collaboration of local musicians from many bands. They're a sort of supergroup. They describe themselves as indie, new wave, electric pop, and you'll hear elements of all those genres in their performance. If you would like more information about the band, you can find them on Facebook and Bandcamp. Here's Bullet Points on the Fountain Square Theater's Beatles stage at Tonic Ball 15. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. That was Bullet Points on the Beatles stage at Fountain Square Theater. Across the street from the Fountain Square Theater, on the corner of Shelby and Prospect Streets, is Pioneer. As you enter, you were instantly met by hundreds of dancing deadheads, because this stage was the Grateful Dead's. The long music hall was packed from brick wall to brick wall, and the energetic crowd pulsed under blue, red, and green lights. This is one of the older venues in Fountain Square, but the newest to Tonic Ball. It was not to be overlooked. The Grateful Dead stage had a lot of great talent that night, but one band that stuck out was Howard. Formed in 2014, this band is all about friendship and having a good time. Some fun rock instrumentals, paired with the band's plethora of talented vocalists, left you with nothing to be desired when the band left the stage, other than your urge to yell encore. Their tribute to the Grateful Dead was one of the most well-received of the night, and for good reason. This is Howard. We'll be right back.
stopping strangers just to shake a hand. Everybody's waiting in the heart of gold band, heart of gold band.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. That was Howard at The Pioneer. Stay tuned to the second half of our show to hear more music from Tonic Ball 2016. Welcome back to The Scene. In this episode, we've been sampling music from Tonic Ball, a one-night music festival held in Fountain Square in Indianapolis. Earlier in our show, we heard music from the Beatles stage and the Grateful Dead stage. Next, we'll hear from Prince's stage. As we leave the Pioneer, we'll cross Prospect and start walking down Virginia. We'll pass several restaurants and small boutiques and eventually get to the Hi-Fi. the Hi-Fi stage hosted bands playing the tunes of Prince. The night saw bands paying their respects to the late musician, with one electrifying performance after the other. While concertgoers moved in and out throughout the night, the place was packed all night long. The crowd was either dancing or making room for others to dance. Though the hall is small in size, the energy of the room was larger than life. And to accommodate such massive performances in the future, the Hi-Fi will be expanding in the upcoming year. While some bands at the Hi-Fi did their best to recreate Prince's fervid and flamboyant style, others took his hits in a whole new direction. Mina did just that. Mina and the Wondrous Flying Machine are a keyboard-centric outfit, mixing indie rock, jazz, and pop. Their members began as a jazz collaboration and turned into a bold songwriting project. The Wondrous Flying Machine experiments with different styles and timbres, emphasizing improvisation. During their set at Tonic Ball, they took on the songs of Prince with their signature sound, reinterpreting them in a fresh new way, which the crowd could not help but love. If you would like to find out more information about the band, you can check out their website, Mina, that's M-I-N-A, and thewondrousflyingmachine.com.
Bar roof. me. In her hand she holds the very key. Words of compassion, words of peace. Hand in the distance, in the arm is marching feet. But behold, we will watch them fall. And we lay down on the sand of the sea. And for us animosity will stand and agree. We speak not of love, only blasphemy. And in the distance, six others will curse me. But that's alright, we will watch them fall. All seven, and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all. With an intellect and a savoir faire, no one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now, and you are. Surely die spite of seven tears. But do not fear, for in the distance, 12 souls from now, you and me will still be here. We will still be here. There'll be a new city with the streets of gold. Young, so educated, they never grow old. And there'll be no death. Every breath, the voice of many colors sings a song that's so bold. Sing it while we watch them fall. All seven, and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all. With an intellect and a savoir faire, no one in the whole universe will ever compare.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. That was Mina and the Wondrous Flying Machine on the Prince stage at the Hi-Fi. For our next act, we return to the Fountain Square Theater's Beatles stage to hear the Abbey Road medley from one of Tonic Ball's founders and also from their current chairman in the band Bomb Dylan. Bomb Dylan is just the latest supergroup to feature Ken Honeywell, the aforementioned founder. Every year, he graces the stages of the Tonic Ball as part of an ad hoc band. We caught him at the Fountain Square Theater as he led Bomb Dylan in a tight rendition of the Abbey Road medley. He commanded the stage in an all-white suit embroidered with roses and the words Tonic Ball. This year was a special year for Tonic Ball. It was the 15th running of it. And to commemorate this anniversary, the deputy mayor of Indianapolis conducted a ceremony where he declared November 18th the date of the event, Ken Honeywell Day, in Indianapolis. Here's Ken Honeywell and Bomb Dylan at the Fountain Square Theater.
Thank you. expectations you break down. I never give you my number. I only give you my situation. I break down.
I'm calling
a fairy bear a song. Presto, obrigato, tanto mucho, che venite in carousel.
Back home. Yes. once I was away. To get back home, sleep pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
You're gonna carry that. she's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl. One day I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah. One day I'm gonna make her mine.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. That was Bob Dylan. We have time for one more band in this episode, and actually, you've already heard them. The music that's been playing under my voice, David Bowie's Fame, was performed live by a group called ESW at The White Rabbit. They mix the jam band instrumental feel with elements of electronica to make a sound that's completely unique. Before we listen to the rest of this jam, we'll roll the credits. Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students, including Gavin Kidder, Miles Hall, Zach Berger, Joel Stoltz, and myself. Our booking and communications coordinator is Tyler Eads. To find out more about the musicians, bands, and venues we feature on The Scene, you can visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to previous shows. You can follow our Facebook page, The Scene on IPR, and our Twitter and Instagram handles, at The Scene on IPR. You can listen to The Scene anytime you want by subscribing to our podcast. You can find a link on our website, or subscribe for free in the iTunes online store. This episode of The Scene was an all-hands-on-deck operation. Gavin, Miles, Joel, Zach, Tyler, and myself all helped mix and produce this episode. Thanks for listening, and join us next time to hear what's happening in The Scene, on The Scene.